Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Riggins, you didn't think that was a cute Alexis story?
Yeah, it was good.
Whatever. I don't care.
All right. I thought it was cute,
no,
Alexis.
No.
Tell it.
Not
tell
sharing it with
no,
you guys
tell
any
it,
more
tell
things.
It.
So over you guys.
I love Alexis stories. Let's go.
I didn't hear the story. I was watching TikTok trying to find this thing for TJ.
So yesterday I was journaling, okay, and I was writing some stuff down about manifestation, and I had this.
Well, she didn't say that part earlier.
That was new to the story.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part.
And I had this memory pop up about, it has to be now like 3 or 4 years ago. Ace reached out because you guys were doing some type of charity masquerade ball. I was working with the restaurant at the time, so we put together a sales auction package or whatever. Anyways, Ace invited me to come to the morning show that you guys would do in front of a live audience at the old station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was going to go. And that whole week, I was telling all my friends, like, oh, guess what? I'm going to go to the Ace and TJ show on Friday morning, and it's going to be so cool. And what if, like, I meet them, and they think that I'm so funny, and they invite me to come on the show? Wouldn't that be awesome? And all my friends were laughing, like, oh, yeah, okay. That'll never happen. And I didn't get to go that Friday, but look at now. Look at where I'm sitting at.
Yeah.
Manifestation at its finest.
Did you manifest it back then?
I did, without even knowing that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Wow. Subconscious manifestation.
Mm-hmm. You think it and grab it. That's what you do.
I mean,
that's
crazy.
Think it and grab it.
Mm-hmm. Look at the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it better the second time I heard it.
No.
Tell it one more time.
I'm not telling you
about the you left out the manifestation part. I like that.
Right.
You did.
Yeah, he likes hearing about all that bullshit.
Because it's true.
But he doesn't think it's true. He just likes hearing you talk about it.
Isn't it crazy, though, that I said that and then, like, look where I'm at now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You manifested it.
I manifested it.
Yeah, look at where you are now, complaining how miserable you are every day in here with us. Yeah, the shine is off of us in your eyes.
Well, because I come in here full of self-esteem, and when I leave here, it's depleted.
Yeah, well, welcome.
Tough love is what that's called.
Yeah.
I've been living the same scenario like Groundhog Day for 29 years.
And then she overheard, because she's an eavesdropper, my talking to Riggins about accepting his latest invitation to come to his house, and then I'm sure my wife will send pumpkin bread. Mm-hmm. She got all up in arms about that.
Why?
Say, because she goes, yeah, oh, I don't want to be with y'all anyway. It's going to be y'all's loss. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, because you guys act like hanging out with me and doing stuff with me would be the worst thing ever in life, and you would rather do anything else, not realizing that I'm actually so much fun and it would probably be a great time for you.
I don't think it would be the worst thing ever.
Well, no. Close to it. Y'all make it seem that way. Like, you'd rather gouge your eyeballs out than, like, do anything fun with me.
It wouldn't be, it wouldn't be as bad as someone nailing my scrotum to a stump in a swamp for the alligators to come get me.
Oh, true.
It's not that bad.
And what I'm trying to get you guys to realize,
and you know that's a thing.
What?
They did that?
They've had people do that.
To who?
Nail your junk to a stump?
Yeah. And wait and just let the alligators come.
Nail your
them.
Junk to a stump. Mm-hmm.
Junk on a stump. It's the new.
Yeah. Hungry, hungry hippos. And junk on a stump.
It's sweeping the nation.
Ooh.
Well, I can't invite you to Riggins' house.
You can invite me to your house.
No, I can't.
Yeah,
yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. Mm. Whose house is it?
I don't have guests.
You do have guests.
We don't have guests.
We have a strict no guest policy.
Well, I'm not a guest. I'm family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like Olive Garden.
You're family. You're annoying ass family.
Do you know how many people like outside of this room want to hang out with me? Thousands.
And I think that's awesome.
And you guys just don't even want even to spend 1 minute outside of the show with me.
That's so good for you.
Thousands of people want to
thousands.
Hang out with you?
Yes.
Really?
But
yes.
Do any of the show members really hang out outside the show?
We could start.
That you know about?
Why don't we start?
Oh, God, no.
No, thank you. I was so desperate to be alone, I didn't talk to children yesterday.
Rob, you're telling me that you've not had fun with me when we go and do fun things?
I have had fun, but I don't care to do it more.
It was kind of an in-the-moment thing.
I have had fun, but I do not wish to have more fun with you.
You can never go home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't doubt that you're probably fun to be around, but it's, it's like, who's looking to do that shit with you?
I'm sure personal. To a lot of people, hula hooping is fun.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And you were already over at TJ's house.
Yeah, I had to, like, force myself into the house, basically. I had to talk to Jody, because Jody's the only way I'm going to get an invitation.
Well, that's kind of the way it works.
I don't see the problem here.
And then TJ made sure he was not there for the entire visit.
Is Again. That right? You were not there?
That was one of the few days that I had a lot of stuff to be doing, errands to run.
He scheduled it all for that day on purpose.
So you just showed up at his house?
No, I had an invitation, and I also brought a puzzle.
Oh.
I didn't come empty-handed.
See what she's talking about, how fun it is to hang out with her? You do puzzles and shit.
I didn't come empty-handed.
I looked through your house and brought a puzzle.
Yeah, I did.
Great, that's exactly what I need in my life. Snooping around my shit and dropping off a puzzle. Shove it up your ass. I don't want it.
So did you and my wife and my daughter sit around putting the puzzle together that afternoon?
We didn't even start the puzzle because we were talking so much.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So and now,
so the more you, at your house.
The more you talk, the more I'm kicking myself. For not being in there.
Wow, you missed it.
I can't believe I missed this.
If y'all were talking so much, couldn't even put a puzzle together, which is what you do when you're assembling a puzzle, isn't it? Talk.
Visit.
Mm-hmm. Talk. Get the edges first.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're all right with it.
No. I'm over
it. Ace lives close.
Yeah.
Right.
It would take you a minute and a half to get to his house after the show one day. Just follow him by over there. Yeah.
She don't want to come to my house.
Why don't I want to come to your house? What do you got going on in there?
Well, you've never made you make a big deal about not going to Riggins. You make a big deal about going to TJ's. My house never comes up, so I just assume you don't want to come to my house.
Yeah, mine
which
either.
Is cool with me.
Why don't you
like
come to my house?
Like you would answer the door if she was there.
Yeah, he wouldn't even answer the door.
He's going to let you
kid.
In.
Yeah. There's another kid out there.
You're right.
She comes to my door and be like, get inside. They're coming. There's kids out here.
And Adam lives on the beach.
Yeah, he's invited me a few times.
Yeah, he's good with the invitation.
Yeah.
He is great. Never taking him up on it.
Can I go to your house and you not be there?
Right.
Because it'll just bog you down with work stuff.
I'm like, listen, I know you're here on vacation, but while you're here...
Yeah. Look at Megan here said it's a dream for me to have a girl's day or night with Alexis. Y'all should have a win a day with Alexis contest.
Oh, cute. Oh,
then we should be ready to sell the rights to Netflix for the crime documentary.
Yeah. Right. It's a dozen entries we will get.
See, the reason with Ace is that I know he'll always say yes. If I was to text and be like, hey, Ace, can I go on your boat? He's going to say yes. If I'm like, hey, can I come over? I know that he'll say yes. So it's like one of those things where it's like, you guys don't want me, so I'm going to make you like say yes.
Yeah, you're welcome to come to my place.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Take her out on the boat today, Ace.
I can't today. I have a busy day.
Let her ride on your handlebars.
Oh, can I get on the sidecar? Yeah. Like, can you get a sidecar on the bike and I can ride on the side?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all the way to Birmingham.
Not to Birmingham, just for practice.
That's a great idea.
It's already not difficult
enough. I could have, but we've only got 48 hours to get it ready. Sorry.
That would have been so cool. I could have little goggles and a helmet. Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted, was to bike 500 miles with a Lexus, just talking nonstop in a sidecar next to me the entire time.
And drunk and high. Oh, just
with literally zero to do but ride and smoke weed and take gummies or whatever.
Go faster.
Yeah. You know, even sweating, not having any practice time, that would make it so much easier on you.
Well, why don't you do? Have we made your manifestation list yet? Do you manifest yourself an invitation to go to Riggin's house?
I'm working on it.
That's all she's been talking about. It doesn't matter to her that we keep saying we've never been invited. We just went. And he wasn't. Yeah. He wasn't thrilled about it. I wouldn't suggest that.
Well, no, I would never.
Up.
He was pretty excited when I rolled up because I was wearing a bike outfit and an orange helmet, and he got a good laugh out of that.
He didn't say that I was anything but pleased as punch.
That's what I'm saying. You enjoy what I gave you a pretty good. Fun. I gave you a pretty funny visual.
Yeah,
and I was gone within less. I mean, I was there less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I tried to give you a beer, and
yeah, he did try to give me a beer.
I brought him a pizza. With my penis inside it.
Ew. Penis pizza? No thanks.
Big sausage pizza guy.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was very weird. But if that's what it takes to go to your house, I'm good. I'm not bringing you a penis pizza.
You know who else has been to Riggin's house? But even Cade's been to Riggin's house. My son's been to Riggin's house.
Yeah.
I don't care about going to Riggin's house anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yep.
I've never invited anybody over anyway.
You guys would never come to my house.
It's nice to be invited.
I would love for y'all to come. That's so you guys can totally make even more fun of me.
That's a long way away.
Yeah. I left my Kevlar at the cleaners.
She's right next to it.
Jay here asked in the DMs, why haven't you manifested a boyfriend yet?
I know. My manifestation only works on certain things.
I just started manifesting.
I just started. Like, it takes some time. Look, it took me like 4 years to get on the show.
Oh, I thought manifesting has been a thing you've been doing forever.
Yeah, I didn't know that that's what I was doing.
Yeah, she never had a title for it.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's called manifesting.
You know, it's called wishing upon a star, you might as well say.
So then the wish came through. Is that just as believable as manifestation?
It did come through.
I mean, I'm here, aren't I?
Whose wish was that?
My wish.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how you ended up on your show. To be honest with you, I didn't know where that all started. All I knew was you need to go to lunch to see if she's okay with you, is what I knew. I didn't know any of the backstory. You know, I've heard all these different things, that you were a Hooters girl at our golf tournament. And
I was not a Hooters girl.
Weren't you working in one of our golf tournaments when you met Ace?
I was a manager, of the restaurant. Yeah. Yeah.
Managing to put them titties out for everybody to see.
I didn't even have my titties out that day.
No, but I did. It's like, she's from the golf tournament. Ace met her at a golf tournament. Yeah.
We were looking for somebody to do sales, and I told Adam, I don't know. I could be totally wrong, but she seems like a hustler who's a good salesperson.
So that's funny, because that's not originally. So my position changed many, many, many times. Because at first, I think, didn't Adam say something? It was like a behind-the-scenes manager of some sort that was going to be doing things.
Yeah, whatever
but
it was.
Didn't, events, I never knew what it was. Yeah. I was like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Whatever it was.
It was sales.
An off-air, behind-the-scenes thing. That you're right. It was somebody to do like event kind of stuff. And I remember
something
telling
like
you, she seems like a go-getter. But I don't know. She's got a nice personality. She seems very sweet. She likes the show. That's important. Yeah. I would check into it.
If I would have seen your resume before meeting with you and all, I may have been a little bit different.
Why?
Because I went back and looked at it later, and the number one thing on her resume was, she said, I've got the heart of a hustler and the mind of a G.
Shut up. That is not on my resume.
No way. I was going to say,
y'all have never even seen my resume.
Surely I would have thought about that.
I got the heart of a hustler. I got the mind of a G.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
I have a question. It's something that people say all the time, but I just need to know what qualifies as this. It's 14% of people in a survey say they have pleasured themselves, quote unquote, pleasured themselves during work. Okay. That sounds like a number that's a little low with all the people working from home.
Oh, you right. know? Yeah, that's a good point.
But what exactly constitutes pleasuring yourself? I mean, does it have to be a completed activity, if you know what I'm saying?
Why would you do it if it's not going to be a completed activity?
I don't know. Some people may just like to tease themselves.
The hell?
Little tweak.
What the heck?
Little nipple tweak.
I'm edging myself at work.
Ew. I don't... Rob, God, he always has to make it horrible.
I didn't hear that, but...
No, you don't need to hear it. It's disgusting. Literally gross.
Well, maybe some people might like to just kind of get the motor going for later when their significant other gets home,
yeah,
or something.
Or maybe they just want to take things slowly with themselves and okay. not rush into the next level.
That's a good question, though. Would that count?
So stupid.
That's what I'm asking, because we've heard women talk about guys that they see in traffic that are being perverted and touching themselves or whatever, but. I don't imagine that everybody that they see in traffic that's doing that is taking it, taking that road all the way into town.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I just don't understand how that would be possible. But if you just are, getting yourself into a certain state of pleasure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that count, or do you have to be all the way into the downtown of pleasure?
I think if you stop your activities to even if you, let's put it this way, even if you don't complete the task, I still think that would count.
Yeah.
Nah, that mm-hmm. doesn't count.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm, not to me.
Okay, well, here's another thing. The word pleasure, all right, that's just been hijacked by perversion. Like, if I went into the break room and I got, are you, Alexis, you had brought me some pupusas to work, and I put them in the fridge, and then later on in the day, I went in there and reheated them and started eating them, and I loved them. They were so delicious. I'm getting pleasure from those.
Mm-hmm.
That food, am I pleasuring myself at work?
Yeah.
Technically, yes.
Yes.
So we just all of a sudden take these innocent phrases and sayings and all and turn them into something nasty.
Next time I'm having a delicious meal, someone calls me like, what are you doing? I'm like, pleasuring myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm pleasuring myself with this delectable delight.
That sounds even worse.
I'm having a delectable delight pleasure.
Ew.
Session.
I've never heard it used as a verb in any other way other mm-hmm. than the bad one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say it at Chick-fil-A all the time. My pleasure.
Say it again.
Or when you get a massage,
yeah,
you're pleasuring yourself by having someone else pleasure you.
Well, no, you're just another person is pleasuring.
Yeah,
you're pleasuring.
You kind of just undefine the word as you defined it.
Yeah. Thank you for pleasuring me.
Hold on. Thank you for letting me pleasure myself by you pleasuring me.
Yeah. They're like, get out. I just wanted to thank you for pleasure.
Service is another word.
Giving me so much pleasure.
You know, you serviced me.
Yeah.
Is another thing.
Oh, God.
Thank you for servicing me.
I'm going to say that next time I go get the foot reflexology.
Yeah.
Thank you for pleasuring my feet.
No, you could just still say pleasuring me.
Oh, yeah, pleasuring
yeah.
me.
Yeah. That's a pleasurable experience mm-hmm. that has left me completely pleasured.
Eating pho is a pleasurable experience.
Fuzz.
Pho.
Pho.
Eating pho is a pleasurable experience.
So what was the number again? How many?
14.
14%. Okay, I was going to say, well, based on numbers alone, somebody in this business, in this company, has done it. But mm-hmm. not quite.
No.
I wouldn't have time.
Would you get into more trouble, you think, at a regular office setting, corporate setting, or hell, even in a more of a blue collar situation at work, if you were caught pleasuring yourself or two people pleasuring each other? Wonder what would be worse in an HR office.
I would feel like pleasuring yourself.
Seems more devious.
It's more frowned upon.
More frowned upon. Because like if you're pleasuring each other, you just maybe like had a moment and things just escalated.
Yeah, but if you're doing it by yourself, you're just a
you perv. Yeah. Exactly. That can't control their needs.
I agree.
Yeah. Even if it's a woman, y'all are picturing men doing it, I'm sure.
Of course. I don't think any of that 14% is women.
No. I mean, would it be frowned upon as much? Like, would a woman get in trouble for that as much trouble as a guy would get into?
Hell no.
No.
Because that shit would be crazy. You walk in on, and that would be the hottest topic of, guess what? I just walked in some woman is pleasuring or something. That's crazy.
In the break room at the mill.
Yeah, something. I mean, that would be wild.
Ew. That's so weird.
You just expect men to do it. I mean, you know, you expect that to be a man.
We just got a DM from Christy that said, thanks, TJ. Now, every time I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm going to laugh at the employees. And they say, it's my pleasure.
You bet it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh, no. My pleasure. Yeah. That's why if you're going to call, you know, people who wait on you at a restaurant, servers instead of waitresses and waiters, then you should say, thanks for servicing me. Because if you say serve, you're my server. Or servant is what you call someone who is your server. You call them a servant. But that's offensive.
Well.
Thank you for being you've been such a good servant to me throughout this entire meal and this evening. And it's been a pleasurable experience. So thank you for servicing me, being my servant, and pleasuring me.
All of it.
It's all reflected in the tip. Just the tip.
Oh, my God.
Say that as you're leaving.
You are so dumb.
These are perfectly good words that have been hijacked. That's my point. They've been hijacked.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Ooh. What? I've been sitting here all the morning and I haven't gotten nearly as much of my water intake for the day that I should have. And I got this cool bottle. It's not sold as just a bottle to put water in. It actually had water in it. It's a water bottle, but it's made of that metal stuff. And you're supposed to reuse it, which I would even if it were plastic.
Sure.
Unless, you know, I use a plastic bottle until, yeah, you know, a few days, and then I feed it directly to a sea turtle. But this, you can't. It's not plastic, so you can't put it in a sea turtle's mouth or nose.
It looks like the water bottle Batman would carry.
Yeah. It's pretty badass.
Well, or Jared Leto, maybe.
Yeah. It's what do you call the material like this is made from? The
aluminum?
No, it's...
Oh, insulated?
Like a turvis insulated kind of... they make you think that's what it is, but it's really not. It's basically a thick version of those aluminum bottles that beer comes in. You know?
They even put on there refillable. Like, bitch, yeah, I like know how a bottle works, shit. Right. Dumb piece of shit. It's a bottle with really. A cap on it. I know it's refillable. I hate that.
I do love that bottle, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
I still haven't gone to that gas station yet to get that.
Yeah, it's aluminum. This
is- yeah. Earlier on the regular old show, Rob told us this crazy story that happened to him yesterday where these little kids were selling lemonade door to door, and because Rob wasn't coming to answer the doorbell, they were cussing at him in the Ring camera. But Riggins made a good point that little kids talk to people like that all the time now because that's what they're used to doing on these video games with people.
Yeah,
they just talk nonstop shit all the time, and that's what I've told my son before about some of his friends that will get on those video games. When he was younger, he'd be like, he's always talking crap and this da 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 da, and they said this and they said that, and I said it's because they know the safety of not being face to face with somebody when they're talking shit.
Yeah.
Because before all of that, when people were face to face with each other and you're going to talk shit, you had to be prepared to have to fight.
Yeah. Yup.
It gives you a false sense of strength when you beat somebody in a video game. You beat them, beat them in a video game. But yeah, it's a good way to get your ass whipped if it's in real life.
Right. Exactly right.
You try to go teabag somebody and that ain't going to go well.
Yeah, you wouldn't. All these people that think they're bad at mouth off would not mouth off in person because they would take an ass whipping.
Or maybe they would and they would just get the shit beat out of them.
Yeah, but that's what it's. There's the example. The guy that kept jacking with Mike Tyson on the plane. Mm-hmm. And Tyson had asked him politely several times, "All right, man, I got it. Thanks. That's fine. Okay. That's enough." And when he had enough, the guy was like, "I can't believe Mike Tyson did that because you're a jerk and he should have been beating your ass before that." But when he did it, he sent a message. "I am through playing with you now."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, in no way, shape, manner, or form could have taken these two 10-year-olds.
They're big for their age.
Yeah. Especially that girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know that they got good backs.
Yeah. They got young backs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rob got an old man back.
Yeah, that thing is not doing too good.
That's a great point.
But they called him a bitch.
They called him a bitch, both of them.
At least the one says B. And he
yeah, but the girl said no, bitch.
She did.
Said he's a little bitch.
Yeah. And he even goes, "I'm not going to say it."
Mm-hmm.
But then he does.
So
I'm not going to say it. You a bitch, man.
Not that,
the background.
That's so funny.
Not that you would ever talk to any of your other neighbors or anything, Rob, but I'm curious to know if they went, you know, door to door selling lemonade to your neighbors and then talk shit to them. I mean, because they had a pretty a pretty pushy sales attitude about them.
Yeah. You either want it or you don't.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a dress. Like a little girl.
With glasses on.
She's going to beat up Rob. Oh, my God. That's the funniest shit ever.
I think the funniest part to me is that they're trying to sell the lemonade, but I saw them take a sip out of it.
She has bones on her dress.
They were just walking with little cups of lemonade. They didn't even have a pitcher.
No.
She's sitting there holding a cup, and she's like, "Hey, listen, you either want it or you don't."
I wouldn't buy that shit either.
Yeah, and I saw him sipping on it.
But what grown man is afraid to confront them and tell them, "No, thanks"? All right, couldn't you have messaged them through the doorbell, Rob?
I could have, but I didn't want to talk to nobody.
You could have said, "Hey, I'm not interested. Thank you." You couldn't have said that.
I just wanted to think I wasn't there.
You know what you need, Rob? You need to make something on your sound computer thing in there that you can play through that thing on a loudspeaker or something. It goes, get out.
God.
You know, you scare the shit out of them.
Well, one time when they rang the doorbell, it did like a feedback loop, and they weren't phased.
But if you had something on there that was your voice pitched way down and effects on it and everything.
Yeah.
Get out.
That's the.
I don't want your lemonade. I love the
something like that.
Yeah. I love the sales pitch. I guess that the boy has leaning up against Rob's car.
Yeah, he's just sipping out of that lemonade.
Yeah, he's leaned at about a 45-degree angle up against Rob's car. Like this is bullshit. What are we doing out here anyway?
But when he was telling the story, I was imagining like, okay, these kids must be little like shitheads or whatever. And then you see this little girl with the flowers on her dress and her little strap sandals with glasses.
You got punked out by Matilda.
You got punked out. For real, Rob, come on.
At one point, before she rings again, she just waves like the sweetest little wave.
She's
like,
got flowers on her dress.
Like, she's waving and smiling, going, come get this lemonade, bitch.
Yeah. They punked Rob. That is so great.
Right, here's where the kid. All right, now the boy comes up. He's got the hair, long hair over one eye, and he comes up right to the camera, and he's talking to him.
Yeah, now he looks like a little bad
guy. Yeah, he does.
He looks like he's up to no good.
And the little girl turns around, puts her hand on her hip with the lemonade.
He's in there. I know he is.
And you know that lemonade's hot?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know what I'm waiting on, too?
Shit from your house?
I know it doesn't happen, but if I were just watching this without knowing what would happen, I would just wait on one of them to just throw the lemonade on the doorbell.
Yeah, or on his car.
That's one of the best things ever.
You don't want it while your car is getting it.
You're held hostage in your house.
I want to know why.
A little girl with a dress.
If they were trying to raise money for something, or are they just trying to make
make a buck, because they're not raising money. They're just walking around with lemonade in their hands.
How much does lemonade cost now with kids selling it?
Man, that's hilarious.
With inflation, I don't know.
Is it $1 a cup, I bet?
Yeah, maybe.
I thought kids were still in school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, they get out at 2:15.
Damn,
we gotta sell this lemonade. Yeah. She looks like the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
Good one.
Like the girl from the No Rain video and the bumblebee costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that who that was?
Yeah.
Christy said, just DM'd us, oh, that would go on the local neighborhood website. Somebody get your kid. They'll find out who's a bee.
Meredith tried to put it on the neighborhood ring thing, and they're like, you can't use that for
God,
this.
Oh, my God. You guys are so, messed up. Dude, you don't open the door, but, let them live.
Yeah, Meredith wanted to call the cops on them.
God. Hold on, I can read what she tried to type, and they just said, no, we don't let you post that anymore.
And you can probably put videos of kids up somewhere that are not your kids. There has to be some type of...
I would take a 10-year-old ass down. We're going down
she
now.
She said some neighboring kids kept ringing our doorbell and even opened our gate and came in the yard. We have dogs. This is unsafe. Please tell your kids to leave their neighbors alone.
Unsafe for the dogs? Or unsafe for the kids?
Both. Because she was afraid that one of the dogs would, if the dogs were out, they'd get out of the gate and run away or something.
Oh. But they're not going to attack anybody.
I mean...
Unless it's a poke chop.
I don't know. We've never had delinquent children on our property.
Never, they're not delinquent. That little girl is not a delinquent.
These are not delinquent kids.
They were infiltrated.
Oh, God.
They came in the gate.
That's the way he's treating it.
They infiltrated our family.
Full Rob has been breached.
Yeah. Oh, my God. These delinquent kids.
I barely I slept last night.
Intruder.
Yeah. Searchlight
coming on.
Yeah. He has breached the gate.
Let me take you back to my hood where I grew up. Those are some delinquent kids.
Insurgents.
Rob makes it sound like you just passed by that sign into Area 51 where they come out of nowhere over the hill all of a sudden.
Sheesh.
I want to post this on our Facebook page. Screw them. This is wild.
You got to blur their faces.
No,
you
don't. Never.
Encroachment. Yeah, encroachment.
They're children.
It's outside. It's in public.
I don't know if you can post that, though.
Yes, you could. They're on your property in public.
Yeah, my property. That. They infiltrated.
Get them.
Rob doesn't want any retribution. He's like, don't post that.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, you know they'd come back.
I told Meredith, like, please don't call the cops. They're going to egg our house or something afterwards.
Oh, that's why she shouldn't call the cops.
He's scared of these kids.
Rob, what would you do if she called the cops, and next thing you know, you look on your Ring camera, and their dad has come down there to take it out of somebody's ass?
Into the door.
Mm-hmm. Rob's going to have the cops and this guy and these kids at his door, and he's still sitting inside like nobody's here.
Yeah, this officer, I need you to come. I'm not coming outside.
No, that would have been some mess. If next thing you know, that guy, he's standing outside the door ringing the doorbell like, who called the cops on my kids? Come on here. I'm fixing to whip somebody's ass.
I bet you they come back, though.
The kids?
Yeah.
I hope so.
But could more we be lemonade. Like, they're going to start messing with him, I think, just out there on the doorbell.
This is the funniest damn thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're the kids, you had fun with that yesterday, and you know, nobody came and said, let's go today.
Now, Rob, today you should go home and make some lemonade, and then you should go out door to door and sell the lemonade.
You know I ain't going to do that. Yeah. You either buy the lemonade, or I'm shoving it up, you know. It's going in your ass.
Oh, man. That girl's my hero.
I'm about to show you a country time.
Yeah. I really want to talk to them, though, because I want to know why they called him a bitch for not opening the door.
Because he was being a bitch. He was obviously
cowering inside.
Yeah, scared of this little girl with a dress on and strappy little girl sandals.
He's like, I had to deal with a floral pattern today.
Yeah, that's true. He was leaning up against, I mean, they know you're there because your car's there. They're leaning up against that shit. Yeah. They're
going, oh, it's hot too. The hood is hot. I know it's in there.
He just got here. We know you're in there.
We can smell you.
We watched you pull in.
We smell fear.
Oh, holy shit, they did smell fear in
there. Because it was sleeping all out that house.
But if they come back, Rob, don't tell Meredith.
Well, she'll see it because she gets the Ring notifications too. So she was at work and you kept hearing, ding, dong, ding, dong.
Isn't she supposed to be teaching America's youth and not worrying about what's happening on her Ring doorbell?
She's trying to get them arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
That is wild. I cannot believe it.
Because if they don't hurt anything, we can get so much material out of that. Just let them keep coming and talking shit to your doorbell.
Also, I just looked at the time stamps, and they were there for 3 minutes, not 10.
Yeah, Rob, they were out there for 10 minutes.
It felt like a lifetime. I could
not. Only 3 minutes.
He said they were there for 10 minutes.
Okay,
and then they left and came back.
I just picture him like popping up from his desk. He's got the headset on and with like holding the game controller and just kind of standing there.
Yeah, but no pants.
Yeah. Are they still there? That is crazy.
And you were pantsless, right? Obviously.
I didn't want to, flash.
Yeah, no, you
children.
Get in trouble. You get in trouble for that.
We can't play the audio, right? Because they don't know they were being recorded.
They know that they were being recorded. They don't know that they're being broadcast.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We can't play it.
And I just think anything with kids is just a little... Because how they would find, if they found out that, like, we use that
content. Well, if I'm
content.
The parents of those kids, I'm livid. I'm like, you walked up to somebody's house and then called them a bitch?
Yeah.
I'm kicking
your ass. What are the
odds,
though, that today's parents would be
Well, that's
that
true. Yeah, they probably didn't raise them right.
Mm-hmm. Or they wouldn't have been doing that shit in the first place.
Exactly.
Messing with a nice old man with a bad back, just in there trying to record his podcast and play his video game.
I was almost done too when they came back.
You know, playing Minecraft.
Just recording a podcast. You're like, hey, bitch, come to the door.
Yeah, as soon as they came back and rang it again, I was just like, all right, be quiet.
Oh, he's doing his podcast. What's going on with She-Hulk?
Yeah. You talking about attorney in law?
You big bitch.
Nobody gives a shit about that.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
you're going to take this lemonade the easy way or the hard way? Damn.
This is just not. I sincerely thought you were joking when you first mentioned this. And it just got crazier.
And to take something so wholesome as a child's lemonade stand and turn it into that.
If it's a stand, that's fine. They're not coming to me.
I know, but I'm talking about not you turning it into that. These hooligans.
Door-to-door lemonade salesman.
This lemonade gang.
Yeah, the cops are involved now. Like, it's been in it. The lemonade stand has caused quite a commotion.
So we'll keep an eye out, or you keep an eye out, so we can get an update tomorrow.
I'm going to nap and mute everything in my house today. So,
but he'll still have it on if you can go back
true.
And check.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and Meredith will be trying to get in touch with you. They're back. They're back.
They're going
to
slash his tires. Yeah.
The police are on the way.
The sirens will wake your ass up. The SWAT team coming in there with a damn battering ram. Yeah.
I'm locked in now. We can broadcast this audio. I haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet, but I'm sure we can totally broadcast this audio. I've checked into it.
That is funny.
Yeah, there is no expectation of privacy at somebody's front door.
Mm. Yeah,
because you're standing you entered onto the property in a public setting.
Yeah, it's my domain.
Right.
Come over here, sell lemonade, you shit.
Yeah.
I think what we should do though,
we'll show those little bastards.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I think what we should do though is not broadcast that audio, but we should recreate it.
Yeah.
For the air tomorrow. Yeah, I want it to be reenacted now, like what Rob was doing.
Yeah.
What the kids were doing.
Just being brats. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
I think we need to archive today's Share Funny for the best of archive, best of Share Funnies. Lisa said, I'm wheezing over these neighborhood kids. Jennifer said, you guys are freaking hilarious. Hmm. And Drew made a good point. Rob would have to put pants on to go to the door, and he's not going to take that kind of time in the afternoon. Yeah.
Plus, he's scared. Scared as hell.
Little bitch.
You little bee.
Scared of a tiny little girl. What's wrong with you?
God, I hope they come back today. If we could find these kids, tell them to go back today.
No, that's what you need to do. You need to dress Alexis up in a very young-looking outfit and pretend like she's a kid that's going to scare them out, like the bad girl in the neighborhood.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Who are you calling a bitch?
Yeah.
Start yelling some stuff in Spanish at them.
Mm-hmm. And then we can start lemonade wars. I'm going to take over their turf.
Yeah. Here she comes, little Debbie.
Dousing them with lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to set up a booby trap, Rob.
Like Home Alone?
Booby
trap? Let's don't booby trap kids. I mean, they're not doing anything wrong.
No, not to hurt them, but just, you know, like you set up something that, like when they hit a certain point or they trip the wire or whatever, it sprays them with water guns or just dumps
or
water
like
on them somehow.
Slime falls
or
on them or something. Yeah. Like a bucket
fun.
Or something.
I mean, I'm not saying blow them up.
Rob, if they come back, today, you've got to talk to them. And I would say, maybe say to them, hey guys, I was going to buy some of your lemonade yesterday, but you called me a bad word. So now I'm not. Just to instigate something to see how they react.
Kick the hornet's nest.
Oh, really? Well, how about this?
I don't want to do that either.
It would be more fun to booby trap Rob.
That would be the best. Can we do that?
Let a net fall down.
I'm never giving you guys my address.
You haven't been there.
I would love to booby trap him.
Man, Rob, if you live closer, I guarantee you, I would show up at your house today and stand there holding lemonade, ringing the doorbell.
Yeah.
Hey, you get this doorbell. Hey, mister. Mister, get this lemonade, bitch. I'm tired of your shit.
But, you know, we've talked about it so many times. Rob doesn't want to talk to anybody when he leaves here. He snubbed Riggins in the grocery store right after the show one day.
What, less than 5 minutes after seeing it, they just ran into each other in the grocery store. 5 minutes after the show was over, and Rob just walked away from him and didn't talk to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yeah, so he's never going to engage with little germ-ridden 10-year-olds.
Certainly not the youths.
No, youths. Yeah. You know, he's scared of kids anyway.
They were big kids, though.
No, but Rob said they were about 10 or below.
And I only said that because I literally have no idea, but Meredith, those were the numbers she used.
Right. And she's a teacher, so she knows. She's had to call the cops on many 10-year-olds.
That is the funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
What would you have done, Riggins?
Listen, I would have been the exact opposite because I'm looking to make friends. I'd be like, get in here before your parents see.
Okay, don't do that either.
I'll make you popcorn. I'm just so desperate for friends, I would have brought him in for Yahtzee or something.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have gone to the door either.
I would have bought lemonade.
Ringing the doorbell.
It's the doorbell.
Yeah, I would have.
I know, I don't ever answer the door.
I got to find a way to turn that thing off.
That's the whole point, though, is that you don't have to go to the door, but you can still communicate.
But I don't want to communicate either. I just want to see it.
Oh, yeah, I can do that now. I can communicate on our doorbell security camera thing.
Probably, yeah.
I couldn't before because I didn't know how to download apps. I couldn't download apps, and then Rob fixed my phone, so I can do that. So now I can get it. Yeah.
Hey, who's there? It's in real time, even if you're not in the house.
So what I always say is I'm not home. It's just my pet alligator and a pit bull that are at home right now. So what can I do you for?
Bullshit, we saw you.
But I can't wait next time some fast-talking, pushy salesperson, one of those people that says that they just sold my neighbor something and they want to sell. You know, he wanted us to share, you know, with everybody else what a good deal he got. Just see if you're interested. And I'm going to go, who was it? Because they're always so vague. You know, John down the street, he's like three houses over. Who? John. I hate that son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what your neighbor said.
I would never, ever do, if he did something, then I know to do the opposite of it, because he's a dumb blank.
I hate that guy.
But I mean, you know, I'm not buying anything that he bought.
His deal was so good, he wanted me to come down here and share it with you.
Right.
That dude is not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked, and there's a setting I can turn on where the ring will automatically reply with something. And the options are, hi, we'll be right there. Certainly not that one. Sorry, we're not interested. Thanks for stopping by. If you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
Well, Gary just gave you a perfect response, Rob.
Okay.
He says, yell through the doorbell, I don't want your lemonade. I'm trying to take a shit.
That's pretty funny. That's a good one.
I can't get off the toilet. But reminder, this is a 36-year-old man who's trying to develop a plan for having to talk to a couple of 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
That I don't want to talk to. You're missing a key point here.
I know. So I'm saying, though, here's what you go to the door and you say, or you go to talk to the Ring doorbell and just say, hey, guys, sorry, I'm not interested in lemonade today. And they go away.
What if they don't?
Yeah, he's going to become like the neighbor that all the kids are like, this guy is a real jerk.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm already praying they don't go away.
On him.
Yeah, I'm praying they don't go away. They decided to make a stand.
They're bullying him, though, because he's scared to talk to him. To them because he's worried that he's going to say something to make them even madder, and they're going to egg his house or something.
I just got to move.
He's worried about the next move.
Throw the whole house away.
They're going to elevate their bullying to the next level.
If anybody wants a house in Fort Mill, there's one coming up soon.
Little 9-year-old girl is terrorizing Rob's life.
We had to move.
you need to get out of this neighborhood.
Don't come back.
Move to Fort Bitch. You could be the mayor. Get in. Mayor of
Fort Bitch, South Carolina.
You know what I hope today? I hope today Rob's Ring doorbell just captures the image of those two kids standing on the sidewalk outside the little fence, just holding lemonade, staring at the door for like 20 minutes. They just stand there and wait.
Like, like that movie Smile.
Just, oh, God. Here we are.
Yeah.
Do you want it or not, you little bitch?
Yeah, if this could become a saga, I mean, it's just... Yeah, so good.
How do we help it become a saga?
I don't know, because then we got to contact kids, and
we're going to have to get their parents involved.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet you today they show up trying to sell White Claws.
Is this more your speed?
I bet you buy this, won't you, you little bitch? You want some wine coolers? We were going to bring some beer, but we thought you're kind of a little bitch that would drink these.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow with wine spritzers.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.